50-50 chance that Aaron Rodgers is traded. This is my prize picks projection to kick off the 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch. And I can't believe I'm going to say this. And you can accuse me of taking the cheese. Right? Behind the scenes, let's peel back the curtain briefly before I do this. I had a couple of conversations with him during the second half of the season where we started to talk a little bit more outside the group setting.
OTR or OTR?
Off, whichever. OFTR or ONTR?
They're both OTR.
Since they're both O's?
No, they're both OTR. Off the record or on the record.
Right. So then how do we differentiate them if we do that?
You can't. That's the tricky part about the. That's why it, sometimes it gets confused. Old boy will say, Jason, this is OTR. And you'd be like, yep.
OTR from ACR. That could be confusing.
It's a new media technique. Go OTR.
Yeah, it's
true,
it,
actually.
It gets you to say, and then you could say, well, I told you it was OTR. Oh,
and
it was.
Said,
yeah, I thought you meant it was OTR.
Record. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they were off the record. They were just chat. But I did share them with you. I don't share them publicly because that would be inappropriate. But I did share them with you, and I did say that based on those conversations, I was starting to think that, you know, maybe this was moving toward him moving on and not wanting to be here or them making him feel like he didn't want to be here. And you kept telling me, don't take the cheese. Don't take the cheese.
Correct. Correct.
Which, by which you meant, nah, come on, he's not really, he'll be back. He's just feeling this way.
Correct.
Would you acknowledge that unlike where there's smoke, there's fire, where there's cheese, there was some lactose here?
Yes, but
there's more lactose than just cheese crumbs.
In fairness, this happened a couple years ago, and you took the cheese, and the cheese was Limburger.
That
stunk. A little stank
yeah.
on that cheese. This was... It's almost as if, and I heard one of the boys on Get Up this morning say, boy crying wolf. You kind of kept hearing that, and you're kind of, okay. And it's happened enough now where you're kind of, the skepticism meter was way through the roof for me.
Uh-huh.
And it still was until last Tuesday when he brought it up publicly. Privately, there's a lot of stuff gets said and done, and you respect that OTR. When he brought that up last week, that immediately my mind went to, ooh, I don't think those exit meetings went the way old boy was thinking.
No doubt. Agreed.
Because prior to that, I was thinking, he's either playing in Green Bay, I don't think he's retiring, they're going to make this thing work. What's going to happen with Jordan Love is going to be the note of the offseason. That all flipped last week. And that changed my mindset. And then all of the Schefter and all the other, you know, Rappaport, all these other guys making those same reports flipped my script, ate my cheese, if you will. And now I am more on the other side of this than prior, even though I still think there is a better chance he's in Green Bay than most people and most fans.
Okay. So as we have discussed in the past, on this program, we are not experts in Aesop's fables. But I am pretty sure that in The Boy Who Cried Wolf, which I believe is one of Aesop's best works, eventually there is a wolf and the boy gets eaten.
Ooh,
right? Am I wrong about that?
Aesop is kind of a dark cat.
Kind of a weird deal that everybody knows that story, but nobody knows that the wolf ate the boy.
Yeah, because he sounds the alarm, but then eventually nobody comes to help him, and that's when he needs him because the wolf has come to eat him. It's kind of like the one where doesn't somebody go across a river like on the back of an alligator and they get eaten? Like, he was a dark dude, that Aesop. My point is that you're right. Boy Who Cried Wolf, don't take the cheese, whatever. But eventually the cheese might actually be provolone or cheddar jack or whatever, Monterey jack, whatever
Pepper
you prefer.
Pepper jack's the goat, yeah. Pepper jack's the goat of cheeses, in my opinion.
Mm.
Love pepper jack. Mm. Got to have a little spice.
Mm-mm.
You're telling me you go cheese and sausage tray at a party? You want pepper jack on your little
I do.
Cracker?
Yeah, I do. Not and I love this new. You guys know I'm a horseradish guy. Horseradish cheese has been a good ad. You can't go wrong with like a real good old aged cheddar either. But if you're going to add things to it, it's horseradish or it's pepper right. jack for me.
It's never Gouda when we get distracted with cheese questions. Okay, nothing.
Ah,
I want to hear what
that
Aaron
joke wasn't yet.
I want to hear what Aaron Rodgers said. And now this is a long clip, but I do think it feeds into what we're talking about here about the cheese. Here is Aaron Rodgers yesterday with Pat McAfee and AJ Hawk.
I wouldn't say that happened in the conversation. No, I don't think that'd be a proper representation of it. I think it's more just living in the reality of what is and what is. Is they drafted my replacement. And if I didn't win two COVID MVPs, this conversation probably would have happened earlier. But in a year where I'm not going to win MVP, it allows for all the different conjecture. Is Jordan ready? Is it time to move on? The Packers have had this interesting view on personnel from conjecture from outside the building that it's better to move on a year before a guy is done than a year after? And is that the mindset for them deep down? Now, as an organization, they're obviously not going to say any of that. Why would you? There's not a whole lot to be won. And often, unfortunately, in times, as was mentioned by Mark Murphy last year, in a situation where there doesn't need to be sides, there can be sides that are drawn. Like, there's not sides here. It's not me against the Packers. You know, it never was me against the Packers. It was a strong desire to be a part of some meaningful change in an organization moving forward. And I feel like we, because of some of the conversations that we had, there was some good movement on that. And I'm proud of some of the things that that seemed to change. And I think they're important things that long after I'm done playing that are going to be important for the organization to continue to embrace. And I think that's the beauty in the relationship that we've cultivated is some great conversation and some real honest and direct conversation. That being said, I'm open to all honest and direct conversation. And if they felt like it was in the best interest of the team to move forward, so be it. That wouldn't offend me. That wouldn't make me feel like a victim. I wouldn't have any animosity towards the team. I love the team. I love the organization. I love the city. I love the region. I'm a minority owner in the Bucks. Like, I'm going to be a part of the region long after I'm done playing. Like, I have a lot of love, for what's going on in Green Bay, and I'd love to finish there. I would, and I might have finished there. Who knows? But when I talk about my future, I don't talk in any cryptic terms. I'm pretty direct about how I feel, and I am taking time on my decision, and I am, not egomaniacal in a sense to think that, I should be able to play wherever I want, as long as I want. There's two sides to this.
Tosh, there's a lot there.
Yeah, there's a lot there that I disagree with him about.
Never me against the Packers.
He's been very, very, very cryptic, by the way.
Yes. I mean,
his whole deal the last 3 years has been crypticity.
Ooh, is that
not a word? To mistake that with cryptocurrency, which is another thing. But just go back, and Aaron's smart enough to know this. He's trying to kind of change the narrative, which is fine. We all, I think, do that at some point. But we all remember the scorched earth that he laid on everybody when he came back.
Yes! Yes!
So it was me versus the Packers. And when Jordan Love got drafted, it was me versus Guten Krause. So you can't rewrite history. I guess you can try.
He tried.
It doesn't mean people – you don't have to buy it. But some of the things he said, I believe that the more open dialogue and some of the things that he wanted to have happen have. And that's great. But let's not make this kumbaya,
Dan,
all this other stuff. That's just not – and there's still things that I think irritate him, whether it's not getting a wide out and – there's stuff, but that's always going to be the case. But I firmly believe he does feel like, whether it's accurate or not, that he has helped change some things that the Green Bay Packers do. in a meaningful way, mm-hmm. and he feel as long as he feels that way, great. That's great for him. But you can't rewrite history. And some of the things he said there, I would push back and disagree with vehemently as far as how he, I guess, how he looks at it, because I just don't think that's accurate.
Yeah, it's great that he affected meaningful change, and it's great that somebody suggested that maybe that was a possibility if he went about it the right way. The idea, though...
Who did that?
Yeah, nobody. The idea, though, that there's going to be no animosity. I keep hearing, you know, he said it again there. Like, those were two separate clips that Jesse played at different points in the show where he claims there's not any animosity.
You know what? And I'll say this. There will be less animosity than I thought there would be. There's still animosity.
Yeah, but the it's degree not a zero of it sum is going to be of animosity.
No, it's not. But it is not going to be Favre-esque. It will not be to that degree. A, because it's not going to happen with a helicopter flying in and, you know, family night scrimmage.
Private jet, this will same idea, yeah.
Yes, this will be done much earlier than that.
Yes.
And then I think Aaron's point, I think Aaron understands the bigger picture more than Brett did at that time. I think Brett was more like, blank off, do this. I think Aaron understands it and will be a part of that conversation, unlike when Brett thought he was going to Tampa, and then he kind of got, well, here's where you're going.
The Jets.
You're going to the Jets. Tough luck if you don't like it. That will not be the case here because Aaron wisely structured his contract in a way that if you want to get those two first-round picks, Green Bay, you're going to have to acquiesce to where Aaron Rodgers wants to go.
And they'll get a lot more for Aaron Rodgers than they got for Brett Favre.
Much more.
Right. Yeah. We'll talk more about this and his villainosity that he's experiencing. Again, if he wants to change the narrative, there's a lot of ways to do it, including perhaps he should consider changing insurance companies. Because you know...
He could do that, and that would be a fantastic idea. And Badger fans, man, am I excited about the Luke Fickell era. I think all of us are. I just saw tickets are flying off the shelves in the early buy day for Badger fans. And American Family Insurance wants to give you, Badger fans, and a friend a VIP, V-I-P, experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. You and a friend will receive pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, tons of merch to support your Badgers. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. That's amfam.com/badgers. Get in early. No purchase is necessary. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
We'll talk more about the villain next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Said or what you threw at me. Please tell me why.
So, Tausch, we spent a lot of time on Aaron Rodgers the last 2 weeks. I mean, we spent a lot of time on Aaron Rodgers the last 2 years. I mean, we spent a lot of time on Aaron Rodgers since the show started. But
Is it weird to me, and we always give the NBA a lot of grief because when there's a lot of player movement, say that the offseason's more interesting than the actual regular season, especially when they don't play Nikola Jokic on a Wednesday night game in Fiserv.
Yeah.
But Get Up, and I'm sure some of the other shows, it's all Aaron Rodgers again, and it's not like it's the preseason. It's championship weekend. Obviously, they know that it draws more eyeballs and is more interest to people outside of Philly, San Fran, KC, and Cincy this moves the needle more than championship weekend? Is that crazy? Because it's crazy. And obviously, we're more interested because it's here. But if this was Jay Cutler and the Bears and this was scenario was going on, I wouldn't care. I'd be more interested in the championship games. It's crazy.
I would agree. Now, a couple things. First of all, I would defend our position because our good friend, John Wesley, the well-known villain who tries to ruin the double deuce, and poor Dalton, he's a huge Bucks guy. And he listens to the show in spite of the fact that we don't talk a lot of Bucks. But he did. He texted me and turned us off because he can't stand Aaron Rodgers. He's sick of him, so he moved on. And he'll never know that I mentioned this because he's not listening now. Which I get that part of it. But for us, and him specifically, Rodgers, we're not doing it because it moves the needle. It affects the team that we most closely discuss and cover.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
in a
not...
big way.
Which is not the case with Get Up, which is a national program. So it is different. I would also ask you this, though, as a former player who saw some of this, obviously, with Favre. What did you do as a player when Favre was going through his annual contemplation? And what are today's Packers that are on the roster or are entering free agency in March, what are they doing right now as they see this? Are they completely oblivious to it? Are they, because if you're on social media, you're seeing it. If you're working out today, if you're Alan Lazard working out wherever he works out, and there's a TV in the cardio room, it's probably got ESPN on. He's probably seeing his old podna being talked about. How are you approaching this as a current teammate of his? Because his presence does affect you, even if you're one of the young guys who's ready to move to Jordan Love, his presence affects what's going to happen next with your team.
Yeah, you're incredibly interested in what's going on. You're not canceling a trip or you're going to go live your life, but you have one eye and one ear open like, oh, what happened? Oh, this is interesting. And because it directly affects your life. So, of course, you're going to be interested in what's going on. And plus, you're also a sports fan, so you're intrigued. You know, most of these guys will tell you they don't watch a lot of games, but they do. And they understand what's going on, and when it has a direct impact on your career, you're going to care.
Right.
And you're interested because what do you think is happening? Alan Lazard, let's say he's working out at Iowa State. You don't think everybody at Iowa State's asking him about Aaron Rodgers? They'll say, nice season, great job blocking on the perimeter. Hope you get broke off, all this other stuff. But then they're going to say, so what's up with your boy? What's he going to do? That's how this whole thing plays out. And that's how it goes. So you as a player are going to do what you need to do. But, of course, your interest level is just like a fan's in most of these cases, unless you're directly corresponding with them. And then even if you are, you're not. I mean, if you're a good teammate, you're not spilling the beans on all that stuff that's going on with him.
We'll see how it plays out. We will talk about it more in the coming days and weeks. Apparently, he will be on Pat McAfee again next Tuesday.
Nice. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
So we look forward to that.
Give me a heads up when that last episode is going to hit, because that's when I'll text AJ and say, this is the question we really would love to have answered.
I think you should do it next week.
Why?
I got to be honest with you. As much as these Wednesday shows are interesting and there's plenty of fodder for them, I'm fine with the soap clean itself and hearing about your plans to visit a witch to make your fingernails stop growing. I'm totally interested in that. And I could use just a little respite from the Rodgers thing. Even I could use a little bit of a respite.
No, give me more. This is fascinating. Now, this is fascinating, and it's really interesting. I get that there's fatigue. I have it. But there's something new.
It is different.
And it's not
really new. You're right.
But there's just more, and this is more layered than what we've saw. I mean,
you're right.
The year he was going to retire and he didn't come till camp, that was, you can only spin stuff so many different ways. There's moving parts here, and it's really interesting to see how this is going to play out. This is a great movie that we're eventually. This is like Kaleidoscope. Every day is different. You don't have to watch it in order. Everything's coming up different, but the result is going to be what episode is that? White? Green?
No, I
white is last. White is last.
I think we do have to watch in order, don't you think? Like, isn't there been a progression here?
If you were new to this and you started with what Roger said yesterday on McAfee, and then you watch the December 4th post game where he says mutual desire. And then you go back to 2020 when they draft Jordan Love. This would be interesting to watch in a different order.
Yeah, I don't think that's how I haven't watched Kaleidoscope, but I don't think that's how it works.
I think our perspective would change a little bit. Yeah.
Let's leave it here for today. We both agree. We said this earlier. You could catch the entirety of the conversation if you join late on Wisconsin On Demand. Grubeloff says one call, that's all. There has definitely been a shift. It started last week. He talked about the possibility now of playing somewhere not else, not once, but now twice. Two consecutive weeks it's been part of the discussion. He was asked by A.J. Hawk if he's considered what it would be like to be in another uniform, all that stuff. It is different this time around. That doesn't mean that the end result will turn out to be different.
For
sure. It could still end up that he's still the Packers quarterback.
Yep.
But right now, it's different.
If that happens, you can't possibly think it's going to be him and Jordan, though. Is it going to be one or the other, right?
My only question is, what is, and let's save this for tomorrow. Because I want to hear about Sand Valley and pond hockey. And I want to play Wonelli. Yeah, it is. But
coming up this
I would
weekend,
just say this.
Matter of fact,
it's not in the Packers' best interest to trade Jordan Love. And I don't know what Jordan's level.
Remember when everybody wanted to trade him last offseason for like a 8th-round pick?
Yeah,
like,
no.
What are y'all thinking?
We'll talk about that tomorrow. Right now, we'll talk about Sand Valley.
Yeah, Jesse, help me with dates again. This date, February 2nd.
Groundhog
Day. Is that this weekend?
No, that is next week. That is next week.
When is February 3rd? That's also next week. That's when the pond hockey tournament up at Sand Valley is going. And if you're looking for a winter getaway, we went up there, the whole crew. We went up, Max and Sarah, Eleanor, and a couple of Max's buddies.
We had
a fantastic time up at Sand Valley, the resort in beautiful central Wisconsin, located on 12,000 acres. So many activities and lodging options. Great food. I cannot tell you. There's wellness stuff up there. They have everything you're looking for. A perfect destination for a weekend away. And if you're looking for something fun to do to kick off February, which is not this weekend, it's next, head over to Sand Valley to check out their second annual Sand County Classic Hockey Tournament taking place on one of their three frozen lakes on February 3rd. Visit sandvalleypursuits.com to learn more and to sign up. That's sandvalleypursuits.com.
Wonelli is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
She lives for me, says she lives for me, ovation. Who won't motivation? She comes out and she goes down on me. And I make you smile like a drug for you. Do ever what you want to do, coming over you. Keep on smiling.
I have not looked down the show sheet to see what Jesse has planned. Because, frankly, when I teased the beef between him and Tier 1 Tyler the other day, I didn't really feel like the story delivered on the promotion.
No, it didn't. And Jesse knows that. He gets it.
So I don't want to raise anyone's expectations. I don't want to be the boy who cried wolf when it comes to Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
Guys, I'm in a pickle this weekend.
Oh, snap?
Yeah.
It's is this a pun?
No, this is not a pun. This is a very serious life situation, Jason.
Oh, snap.
So, this weekend is up north at Becca's family's cabin.
Oh, boy.
Newt Fest. It's the winter.
I beg your pardon?
Newton Lake is the name of the lake. It's not so Newt Fest is the name of the festival.
Yeah, Fig Newtons?
No. No, no Fig Newtons.
God, I thought it was, frozen I thought it was Fig something Newtons. Else. Frozen Fig Newtons. Pretty fantastic.
I've heard that. I thought it was the raspberry things in the middle that you freeze.
No,
you
raspberry
like.
Archway cookies, but frozen figs. Woo!
They have some,
figs making a big comeback. Fig, you're starting to see fig in everything now.
So they're starting to figure it out.
Whoa, Nelly!
It's pretty good.
Thanks.
So... big weekend up north. A lot of the neighbors go up. They have snowmobile races. The bar's got live music, meat raffle,
sure.
the whole deal this weekend.
It'll just wait. Meat raffle.
Oh, the meat raffle, yep.
Hey, what do you win in those meat raffles? Is it like a bunch of T-bones or do you win a half a beef? What do you win?
Oh, yeah, you can win a whole chicken. You can win the big...
rack of ribs?
A rack of ribs definitely is available there. Shrimp. Bags of shrimp.
Well, that sounds more like a seafood raffle.
Well, that's just one
part of it. Yeah, it's not really meat. I suppose that's a type of meat.
Tenderloin.
How much is an entry? I want to throw a little cash at you. I want to get in this meat.
Give Tausch another entry.
I think you get 20 tickets for 10, I think it is. Otherwise, it's one for one, 6 for 5, you know, kind of like the typical raffle price.
All right, we'll talk about this off air, but I want in.
All right, Tausch wants
to
get on the meat raffle.
I want you to live stream this meat. I want a Wildy and Tausch live stream of the meat raffle. That's what I need to see happen.
Okay. We'll see what we can do. Cell service tends to not be so great up there, so we'll see what we can make happen.
Searching for social media materials, we're now going to do a live broadcast of a meat raffle that Jesse's attending.
Whoa!
Sure, have you seen social media?
Listeners.
Have you seen social media? There's worse stuff out
there.
That
is fair. That's very fair.
So anyway, big weekend. We're going to get back Sunday, probably after the start of the Eagles 49ers game at 2 o'clock. So I'm going to miss a little bit of that. Just found out late last night, we actually have one of our musical tickets here in Madison. We have those season tickets at the Overture Center. One of our shows is Sunday at 6:30. Right in the heart of Chiefs, Bengals, and the conclusion of Eagles, 49ers.
So you're talking about like your Overture Center. You bought like a season
pass. We got a season pass. Yeah.
What show is it? What show is it?
I forgot what it's called. Hades Town or something. It's not one of
can't
the
you, like,
big ones.
Can't you use it and go to a different show of the same?
Well, because it wasn't on our calendar, usually you'd have to reach out well in advance of that, a little late in the game to try and reschedule. And plus, with going up north this weekend, we could maybe try to do like a Saturday, but that's out. So we got a problem here. Would it be IPT for me to volunteer my ticket to someone else to go with Becca and her friends to the Overture Center on Sunday evening so that I could stay home after the weekend up north and watch Chiefs Bengals?
You have no problem with this. I'm guessing Becca would be fine taking one of her friends. And it's your job. You see, this is the beautiful part about this job. And I think Sarah's listening today, but she knows. Anytime there's something sports related, and if I really want to watch it, I have to watch it. It's my job.
Oh, come on.
It's very easy. Well, it is.
You got a DVR.
You
can't DVR Hades Town. It's live.
Let me tell you something. I ain't DVRing live sports. You might as well not even watch it. I'm not doing it.
No, I would not DVR the AFC Championship game.
Well, I need to know what happened in it to be able to discuss it.
I would get home and watch SVP on Sunday night like I normally do.
Yes, you could totally catch up on the weekend.
Well, which way are you leaning, Jess? Which way are you leaning?
Jess!
When I got the text last night that... We had these tickets for Sunday. My gut instinct was I do not want to go to that show. I want to watch Chiefs Bengals. Coming off of
that's easy then.
Coming off the weekend that we're going to have, like, you got to get home and then you got to put on the fancy clothes and go down and do the thing. Miss the end of the first game, miss all of the second game. I would much rather stay home. But then I'm going to feel bad, and I feel like I would hear about it if I decide that I.
You think old girl wants you going to this concert?
Yeah, it's a. Look, when you get the season passes and there's only like six of them or whatever, it's kind of a commitment. And kind of looks. If it's the Packers playing, I think it's a different tune.
I got an idea. And I'm just seeing this on our private talk and text line. Why don't you let Becca take old girl to this musical? And they can go and they could bond, and I'm sure we'll get great content out of their meeting down at the Overture.
We're solving problems right here, people.
See, I think Sarah and Beck could get along just fine. I think they'll have a heck of a time. Get that little ice cream right next door to the Overture.
Yeah.
Maybe go get some sushi. Be a great night for both of them.
Whoa, Nelly!
So you're saying it is not IPT for me to decide to stay home?
Not at all. No, because you're going to have your mind on the game. You're probably going to pull your phone out. You're
going to
watch while
Hades.
Is it Hadestown?
Hadestown, yeah. Not to be confused with Urinetown.
And I don't know anything about this musical. I know nothing about it. Not a clue.
Very good reviews.
I just solved your problem. And actually, and then this would be a night out for Sarah. It's a win-win for everybody.
And she won't be cooking.
No burnt pizza. No. Because, you know, I keep telling her, just cook the pizza at aloha temperature. You know what I mean?
Whoa, Nelly!
That was better.
That was actually. Yeah. Delivery was better. The timing was better.
Thanks. It's not DiGiorno.
Would you stop doing that?
Aside from Tausch's presence at the Bucks game tonight, you got Badgers and Maryland simultaneously against Bucks Nuggets tonight.
Listen, I'm not an excuse maker, but the Badgers got screwed on this whole deal.
The Maryland thing, and then the Northwestern game on Monday, and then right away.
I bet they probably had a fly from Chicago to Maryland. They probably didn't get to go to class because they.
Yep.
It's garbage. Garbanzo, this whole thing, not a fan of how this whole thing played out at all. But what was your question?
I was going to ask you which game you're more interested in, especially if Joker's not playing.
Well, I'm going to the Bucks. I'm going to the Bucks because I'm a big Joker fan. Love the Bucks. But if I'm shooting straight with you, I'm more interested. Wisconsin needs a dub. They need a dub.
Lost 4 out of 5. They're struggling.
Yeah, it's not been a great run here. I'm more interested in the Badger game, if I'm just being honest with you.
Going better for the Badgers than it was for Will Ryan, however. Which is kind of big news up here in the greater Green Bay area as UW Green Bay moved on from Will Ryan yesterday with his team at 2-19 on the season. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
It's Bull Ryan's son, Will Ryan.
Yeah, I figured you knew that. But
I'm making sure everybody knows.
Appreciate you chiming in. Mm-hmm. All right, I assume that's it for Whoa, Nelly, because the music has stopped.
That is correct.
Jesse was looking at me perplexed. We'll wrap things up with a few of your texts, maybe some random catcher's names. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Closing out Wilde and Tausch for today, and I have this urge for a frozen pizza. I don't want it delivered. I just want to cook it myself. Whatever brand
you know what amazes me? You know what amazes me? Amen. The amount of catcher talk on my Twitter feed.
Yes!
Like, I always am curious. That's why I throw it up there, because sometimes they're duds, and sometimes they're not. And people want to talk. I don't know if they necessarily want us to sit on air and talk for 3 hours about catchers. Yeah, But people remember and love old catchers. They do.
So my question, I know Jesse has a text he wants to get to, but do you think we're typical of adults, and Jesse, you're in this conversation, where you know the players of your era when you were a kid slash teenager better than you know the players of today?
Yes.
For sure.
You just got too much going on.
This is a nostalgia. It's all nostalgia. All nostalgia.
But it's like, more that way for baseball than anything.
I agree with that.
Like football, I don't feel the same way. Basketball, I don't feel the same way. Baseball, it's all about being like in like sixth grade to when you graduate high school. That's the wheelhouse.
Knowing that Ben Ogilvy batted fifth in the Brewers lineup in 1982, and I have no idea who batted fifth this past season. It's the truth. What do you got on the talk and text line, Jesse?
All right, Tausch, do you want to go to New York or St. Louis for our text now?
Which one is closer to Bayfield?
Well, I just drove from St. Louis, so I'm going St. Louis.
All right, John in St. Louis. Usually when you need a new challenge, it's because you've accomplished your goals. Was your goal to not go to a Super Bowl for 13 years? He's talking to Aaron Rodgers asking that question. He just gave up. He's like a guy doing a crossword and can't get it, so he goes and does the Sudoku instead.
Interesting.
Ooh, that's pretty good analogy.
Good point by John. Yeah. Where's can John start giving us an analogy of the week? John, if you're available and ready, we're open to it because some of our analogies have fallen short. Yeah, I just think sensing how he's talking, I think he wanted to do this 2 years ago. I believe he did, and Jason hit it on the head. He caved. Now, it's easier to cave when you get a $1.50.
Uh-huh.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But I think he wanted to do this. I think he wanted to head west. I think he wanted a different era. I just think that's where he was because coaches have like a 10-year shelf life, and I think players also, you need to be reinvigorated. That's why LaFleur and the McCarthy era ended, and LaFleur came in. That gave him that, but great point by John. Great point.
We will do our best to come up with random first basemen from our youth tomorrow. Or would you like to go like Craig Nettles and third baseman? You know, it's up to you.
Pudge would be both catcher and first base. Joe Mauer? Mike Piazza?
BJ Surhoff moved to first base.
Buster Posey?
Eric Kratz? Where is Jonathan Lucroy?
Oh, he played first for a little bit.
Oh, God.
caused this. This I don't want to do fault. That.
I understand.
What are you going to be like tomorrow? What are you going to be like tomorrow?
What do you mean?
Well, you're going to the Bucks game. You're going to let your hair down.
Is Nikola Jokic playing? Is Joker playing?
No.
We'll have less sleep. We'll be grumpy.
I'm gonna probably be... Jesse hit it on the head.
Can't wait for tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.
If you couldn't stop thinking about the flavor...
When you're injured, call Wisconsin's own Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 30 years and proudly partnering with Wildy and Tausch. Miss any of the show? Find it with Wisconsin On Demand. Presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Kevin Moret here from Mentality Men's Health. We hear stories every day in our clinics that what used to work for